The US is reeling from another mass shooting, but Australians enjoy the protection of gun laws enacted in the wake of the Port Arthur massacre in Tasmania in 1996. Then Prime Minister John Howard banned semi-automatic rifles and pump-action shotguns, while the government bought back and destroyed nearly 700,000 firearms. But a report released today by Gun Control Australia says no state or territory has ever fully complied with firearms resolutions. Samantha Lee from Gun Control Australia says gun ownership is increasing.
Our gun numbers are on the rise, and there's no doubt in my mind that that is a connection with the diluting of our gun laws. We need to reduce the number of guns in the legal market so they don't flow into the illegal market.
In New South Wales, semi-automatics are permitted for shooters whose occupation isn't pest control. Queensland and South Australia allow possession of a pistol or revolver during the first 6 months of a handgun licence. In WA, Victoria and the Northern Territory, permits for a second firearm may be exempt from the 28-day cooling-off period. Victorian Premier Daniel Andrews says he's already taken steps to limit the possession of illegal firearms in his state.
We very early on in our term in office changed illegal firearms laws across our state, very significant penalties. We've got some bills in the Parliament at the moment that deal with giving to Victoria Police extraordinary powers of search and seizure where there's a reasonable suspicion that illegal firearms are involved.
Federal opposition leader Bill Shorten is calling for an extension on the nationwide gun amnesty, which ended last week. Around 28,000 guns have been surrendered in the last 3 months, although it's believed there are still 600,000 firearms in Australia. Mr. Shorten told Channel 9 there needs to be a crackdown on gun smugglers.
We need to put our foot down and say that if you are a gun smuggler, if you're running a criminal syndicate bringing in illegal firearms to Australia, you could face up to life imprisonment.
At today's COAG meeting in Canberra, Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull defended the states and territories' commitment to gun control.
I'm satisfied that all of the jurisdictions represented here are absolutely united in our commitment to maintaining the strong and strict gun control laws and the National Firearms Agreement that everyone is a party to and that was put in place more than 20 years ago by John Howard.
Children's charity, the Alana and Madeline Foundation, was established after the Port Arthur massacre. Alana and Madeline Mikak, aged 6 and 3, and their mother were among the 35 people who were shot and killed. The Foundation's Leslie Podesta says Australia needs to continue to lead the way in gun control.
I do sadly think that we have a lot to learn from what's happened in the United States. Australia has made such a massive difference. We've got to continue to take that role and not be swayed by sectional interests within certain states and territories.
Despite the warnings, Australia remains the world leader in reducing gun-related deaths, with no mass shootings since Port Arthur.